Welcome to Can You See, a weekly podcast associated with the 714 Prayer Report. I'm Paul Meredith, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, today we'll be highlighting items in the prayer report for December the 20th, 2024, and offering some additional commentary. This was our final prayer report for this year. The next report will come out on January the 10th, and so we're already looking forward to the new year and the next edition of the prayer report, but we're taking a little time off over the Christmas holiday and the new year. So I thought I would take a look back at this very important year. It's one of the most consequential years in the history of our nation. It ranks right up there with some of the years that were just so significant. You know, we think of, you know, immediately 1941, the attack on Pearl Harbor and our entry into the Second World War. So 1941, such a consequential year. 1929, the stock market crash. You know, 1963 when Kennedy was assassinated, 1968 with the assassination of Robert Kennedy, and, you know, all the things that were going on that year, the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. And so there's some years that just rise above other years as being very significant years in history. And I think when historians look back on 2024 and we see the full impact of this year as far as the direction of the nation is concerned, I think historians will look back and say it was one of the most significant years in our history. And I thought it would be fun as part of this final report of the year, since we don't have so much anxiety now about the election and we can just relax and enjoy it, I thought we could just sort of treat ourselves to some of the campaign ads that President Trump ran during the campaign. And there were some very good ads, and there was a lot of stress back during the campaign. And I remember seeing some of those ads, and I thought they were good ads. And I can remember just praying and saying, "Dear Lord, please let this ad have an impact on people. Let it work. Let it bring people in to vote for him." But there was sort of an anxious spirit about it all, as far as, not able to just relax and fully enjoy it. But I've noticed that now I can. I look back, and as I was preparing the report, I looked at some of these campaign ads again, and it was just very enjoyable. So I thought I would just put links into the report this week so that you could enjoy them as well. You might just think of it kind of like a Christmas present. You click on the link, it's like unwrapping a Christmas present and seeing something. Sometimes even if you know what you're going to get, you enjoy opening it and seeing what's there. So that's kind of what we're doing this week. And we have some great links. We have links about the Trump victory and the campaign ads, and then how they responded to the Trump victory, the meltdowns by some of the unhinged Kamala Harris people and Democrats, and then the media. They're really having a meltdown too, just not able to accept the fact that this has happened. Have some great election analysis, four little short videos of Victor Davis Hanson giving his assessment. Victor Davis Hanson is really, I think, at this time in our history, one of the most astute observers of what's going on in the culture and what's going on politically and socially in our nation. And he just always gives great commentary on everything. His books are outstanding. His commentary is outstanding. The articles that he writes are just tremendous. And so we have four short clips of his analysis of the election. Then we have excerpts from Trump's victory speech the night that he was declared the winner, and just a very short clip of that. And then an ad that the campaign released after the election. And it was really just kind of an ad to, in many ways, just thank the people who did vote for him. And it's a very powerful ad that they ran just a few days after the election. And so you have all of those. And so I want to ask you to take 10 minutes to read the 714 prayer report this week. You'll be better informed. It calls to your attention things that we need to be praying about. We certainly need to be praying for President Trump as he goes through the transition, that he will get his staff together that he needs to have, the cabinet members approved, and And also that God would just lead him by his Spirit to make the right decisions for this country and to use this window of opportunity in a very wise way. And I believe if we continue to pray as God's people for that, that God will do that. And then we need to pray that some of the people that have just not been able to accept the outcome of this election, and you'll see some of those in the video clips that we've embedded in the prayer report, that God would just move in their lives to help them to see that they've been lied to by the mainstream media. The reason they react that way is because they really do fear that Donald Trump is a fascist, that he is a Nazi, that he's intending evil for this country and take people's rights away and become a dictator and all of these kind of crazy things. Those ideas have been implanted in their minds and hearts by a wicked media that does nothing but lie and distort and just lead people astray. And so these people that you see that are so unhinged, they are victims of that media. They've not been able to have the discernment to see through it and to see beyond it and to see what they're doing, what they're trying to do is to mislead people. And so we need to pray that they'll gain freedom from that, that they will be able to see clearly, that they will have some discernment. We need to, you know, hope that during this time where Trump's in office and he does good things for the nation and he brings this country back to some prosperity and back to some safety and security and does good things for the nation, that they'll be able to see it. And they'll say, you know, I was wrong and the media misled me. And I tell you what will end up happening is it'll cause the media to have to change. They won't be able to continue to lie to the people and stay in business. And so there's an opportunity here for some real change in the hearts and the minds of many, many people. And so we need to pray about that as well. But take 10 minutes, read the report this week. And after you've read it, you'll know some of the things that we need to be praying about. We need to pray that the new year, 2025, will be a great year in the history of this country. Please help us get the word out about the 714 Prayer Report. Share the website with as many people as you can. The web address is www.714prayerreport.com. That's www.714. Those are the numbers, 714prayerreport.com. And those are the numbers, 714. Feel free to make copies and distribute them to your church, to your family, to your friends, to your civic clubs. And there's a download button there where you can print out a PDF and distribute it. And there's no copyright restriction on that. As long as you print it as it is and distribute it without changing it or in any way distorting it or using it in some way that distorts the message, you're certainly free to do that. And we want to get the word out in every way that we can about the prayer report and about this podcast. We want to gain as wide a distribution as possible for both the prayer report and the podcast. And so I need your help to do that. Well, folks, that's all for this week, and that's all for this year. I want to thank those of you who've listened throughout the year, and I hope you'll continue to listen in the new year. And I hope the prayer report and the podcast is going to stir you to take time every day to pray for our nation. Pray about the spiritual condition of our country. We still need to repent. There's so many things that we need to repent of. This election was not the end of anything. It was the beginning of what I hope will be many days of turning away from the dreadful path of sin that we have been on as a nation for many years now. Pray for revival in our churches. Pray for a great awakening throughout the land. And we need to do more than just pray. We need to be involved, to be active, to be thinking about things, to be praying about things, but we need to We need to be involved as well. So I encourage you to look for ways to get involved and to be supportive of politicians. If nothing else, call your congressman or write your congressman, write to your state legislators, write to your senators, to your governor, and all of these kinds of ways to be involved. Look for ways to be involved, but we do need to pray, because without God, we can do nothing. He is the only hope that we have. So again, thank you for listening, and I hope to meet you back here in January.